Let me take you to the great state of Kansas. There's a story at thefederalist.com about how the governor of Kansas has vetoed a bill that would have prevented the mutilation of children and transgender-affirming surgeries. The only thing those surgeons affirm are the fees that the doctors charge. That's what's affirmed. Because gender most certainly is not affirmed. This is the Crusade Radio Network. Kansas Republicans stand ready to override veto of banning trans experiments on kids. Legislators need a two-thirds majority in both chambers to quash Governor Kelly's rejection of their protections for children. Republicans in Kansas stand ready to override their governor after she vetoed legislation that would have prohibited taxpayer-funded transgender experimentation on children and given those harmed by the radical practice a civil cause for action. In other words, you could sue who mutilated you. After the bill passed, the Republican-controlled State House and Senate with flying colors, Democrat Governor Laura Kelly shot it down on Friday, wrongly claiming the legislation tramples parental rights. So in other words, Munchausen by proxy syndrome has rights. Parents have a right to mutilate their children should they choose to do so. After all, that's got to be in a childhood constitution somewhere. These people are mad. Civilization that experiments on and consumes its own children? I mean, what comes after homosexuality and pederasty? They've already conquered the homosexuality. They're working on the pederasty. There is a global pedo cult of death. I know people think it's conspiratorial, and they think it's Alex Jones pie in the sky, and people like me are just making it up, and I've been lured in and lied to by these people, but it really does exist, and it's not just Jones.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay.
As a matter of fact, I go so far as to say I believe Liz Crokin more and more every day. They really are vampires. In the classical Bram Stoker sense of the word, they literally are vampiric. Now to the story. This divisive legislation targets a small group of Kansans by placing government mandates on them and dictating to parents how best to raise and care for their children, Governor Kelly said in a statement. I do not believe that is a conservative value and is certainly not a Kansas value. When the legislature, by a near 80% to 20% majority, thinks it's a Kansas value. So what's going on here? Well, another psychotic, emotional, irrational female has gotten access to power and is drunk with it. That's what's happened here. Objectivity, rationality, and natural law get thrown out the window in favor of hormonal discharges and then acting upon same. But I think that there's something else going on here with some of these women. I think that there really is demonic influence. And a demon doesn't have to work very hard on an irrational creature as a monthly aggrieved female. And I bet I can get a majority of monthly aggrieved females to agree. This is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Radio Network. Maybe this explains why Moloch, Baphomet, Bagul, and the boys have worked so hard to make it so that these same women are running the show and are in positions of power. Maybe that's not an accident. Maybe that's not the product of the sexual revolution whatsoever. Maybe this was Moloch, Baphomet, Bagul, and the boys' plan all along, knowing that if there were men, objective, rational men, in greater numbers, that much of this stuff wouldn't get done. It takes irrationality to do this. Now listen to this. Governor Kelly claimed the mutilative and sterilizing procedures, which often cause harrowing, life-threatening consequences to minors, amount to medical care. You see, they use the nominalism again. Take the word and change it back and make it mean something that it doesn't mean. It's medical care. I'm going to gross some people out, but I don't care. Just keep it, it's morning drive. You're supposed to entertain. I'm going to entertain you, all right? Do you know how a little girl, she goes through years of gender-affirming care in order to fake like she's a little boy and has little boy functioning parts? Do you know how that is constructed? This is not like it is on cartoons and television shows. This is not implanting plastic or silicone-based appendages. The left, if she's right-handed, the left forearm of the child, from about midway point below the elbow joint all the way to the wrist, that muscle and fat is cut off. Let me repeat that to you. Part of the muscle and all of the fat on that arm is cut off. What remains can only be described as Frankenstein would flee in terror if he saw it. It is what looks like, well, it looks like there's a human arm there somewhere, but there's stuff that's missing. Yeah, that's what it looks like. What is removed then from the forearm is then surgically, monstrously attached where the male anatomy would be located. They've got a couple of procedures. You got to cut a thumb and a big toe off to make some of the other parts. You can figure all that out for yourself. I have actually seen the video. I watched it on your behalf. I saw the doctor who was a fan of this at one point in time, who spent the rest of his life campaigning against this. I saw him explain this in great detail. I don't want anyone to ever have to see this again, much less know that a child actually is going through this. The people that do this deserve death. I don't even know that they need trials. They deserve death. It is the most grotesque, inhumane thing that you could ever possibly inflict on a human being, and it's done to children. It's irreversible. It can't be undone. The scars on their arm for life, and the mutilated body part is there, and you can't get rid of it because you have so altered the remainder of the urinary tract. Now, for those people that don't want to hear this, you know, I'm sorry that I micturated in your Wheaties. This is what they are doing. So before you tell a pollster or some idiot at a school board meeting that they all deserve gender, let them do what they want to do. They just want to transit. It's not harmless. It most certainly is not. And any man or woman that would stand by and would assist in this being done to a beautiful child of God deserves to be millstoned. I'm with my colleague Mike Parrott on this. Start chartering boats, start building, start carving out millstones, haul these bastards out into the middle of the deep ocean, tie a rope around their neck, and be done with it. You only have to do this a couple of times where people go like, I don't know if I want to be involved in this, dude. They don't like millstoning people. And by the way, if they're good, you're not a very good Christian. I got that from Jesus himself. Look it up. Read some scripture every now and then. It would be better for those who would scandalize a little one with these little ones. It would be better for him that a millstone tied around his neck and he dropped into the deepest part of the sea. And then another passage, it'd be millstone. It'd be better for him that he not be born for scandalizing one of these little ones. We have a pretty good authority. You're not supposed to do this. So why is the governor of Kansas then vetoing this? And how did you people in Kansas get stuck with this? Look, democracy is at an end. Democracy is at an end. It is producing this stuff. Listen to this. You want to talk about psychopaths? Mom to soon learn if she is legally allowed to chemically castrate 11-year-old son in California against Texas father's wishes. We have been following this case since this little boy was 7 years old, for 4 years now. For 4 years, this father has fought this irrational, emotional, psycho mother from mutilating his son and trying to turn him into a her. Now, because the state of Texas actually passed a law to stop this particular case, the woman then picked the child up, moved to California, and is now standing on the precipice of chemically and then through hormone therapy castrating this little boy. Now, again, people that don't want to hear this, I'm sorry. You have to know. Here's what happens. If the puberty-blocking drugs are given to a male, especially at that age, as they enter puberty, and if those drugs are given to that little boy during his puberty, when his pituitary gland and other glands are telling him, screaming at him, hey, grow into a man. Certain body parts are going to change. Things are going to happen here. You need to do this so you can become an adult and reproduce. That process will be thwarted. And once those hormones have stopped being released, it's over for the rest of his life. He will remain a child in his anatomy for the rest of his life. He's sterilized, in other words.